This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Call his wife and how we doing? 403-ish here on the Fan on this Friday morning. 888-808-1019. 1 hour left in our 5 hour midnight ride. A very special midnight ride. As it's the day after game five, the New York Knicks take it to the Pacers and absolutely give them a nice, good old fashioned ass kicking. 111-94 from the jump. As Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks came out early and made a statement in how they played in the first quarter. Yeah, didn't close the quarter all that well. Closed the second quarter much better with Shamet on the floor. You can call this the Shamet game as he's getting a standing ovation as he's getting, you know, as he's exiting in that second quarter and gets the entire crowd chanting his name off a great defensive stand later in the fourth quarter. But this game was completely different. The defensive effort was completely different. They came out and shut down Haliburton off of his historic triple-double performance. We heard all about it for 2 days straight. He comes out. He only shoots seven. He only has seven shot attempts in this game. And to me, those are two of the more telling stats, is his only taking seven shots. And the Knicks winning the turnover battle 20-15, those were two things that just went completely against them in almost every series. Every game in this series was the turnover battle and Haliburton, you know, really killing them in a couple of big spots at the end of game one, clearly, and then game four. But this just felt different from the jump. The defensive effort in this game was completely different. They picked him up from the half court line. They gave him no room to operate at the top of the key in the half court offense. They didn't let him get a head start. There was just a high effort in this game. And even though it got tighter at times, they had a 20-point lead. It got cut down to 10. I thought that was a significant moment in the fourth quarter, too, where they were joking on the broadcast about 20 points not being, you know, right where the game started. All these games, 20 points has been like the magic number where suddenly the other team comes back. And the Knicks did, you know, the Pacers did cut it down to, I think, 12. And then Brunson came in and hit a couple of big shots, and it got back up to 18. And from that moment on, it was Coast City for the New York Knicks, who did stave off elimination, who did come back, show an intensity, show an effort, show a desperation that was obviously needed in this game. They send it to a game six Saturday night. come through in the clutch. And yeah, obviously we're going to talk about that unit and, you know, Landry Shamet and Wright and how they, along with that unit with Karl Anthony Towns, who again was dominant in this game. And that's like, there are some frustrating things as you go along too, because you feel like, why, where has this been? It takes till the fifth game of the series before you get this kind of defensive intensity. And you've seen Karl Anthony Towns dominate the end of game three, but he should be dominating so much more. It's such a good matchup for him, this Indiana Pacers team. And there's just so many times you feel like, man, they have nothing for him. There's no one on the floor that can stop him. He can take him off the dribble. He can get the ball down low. He has a couple of N1s in this game, and it's just like, where is this more consistently? Where is this effort on the defensive side of the ball more consistently? Where is Karl Anthony Towns dominating the game more consistent in this series? And that defensive unit, that bench unit, with Karl Anthony Towns being the focal point offensively, and, you know, Wright and Shamet and, you know, McBride playing tough defense and shutting down the Pacers' offense and then going through Karl Anthony Towns on the offense. We saw it in the second quarter. We saw it at times in the fourth quarter. That's has really been since the end of the game in game three, has been a real unique kind of matchup that's caused the Pacers some problems. We'll see if that can continue into game number six, but it was a huge, huge component of this game. I mean, when's the last, did you have Shamet getting his name chanted in the fourth quarter as part of your bingo card? I mean, I just didn't see it happening. Everyone played a little bit better. OG played a little bit better. Miles, Mikal Bridges played a little bit better. And ultimately, it was just a thorough ass-kicking. The Pacers could not match the intensity so much in this postseason. It's felt like which team needed it more and which team gave the effort. And yet again last night, that's kind of what it comes down to. I know we've had a lot of calls on defensive matchups and, you know, adjustments and coaching decisions, but ultimately, it's really kind of felt like who's come out and wanted it more. And last night, without question, the New York Knicks needed it, wanted it, got it more than the Indiana Pacers. And they're going to have to continue that into a huge game six, where now all of the momentum switches. I mean, they have the momentum now. And clearly, listen, the Pacers are still in the driver's seat. This is going to be a very difficult game to win going into Indiana. But this is now a game the Pacers can't afford to lose. This is a game that they don't want to come back here for a game seven. And Halliburton, off a performance where he was pretty much uninvolved in the offense, is going to look to really make a stamp on that game and finish out this series. And to me, the way they play defense again against him in the start of the game is going to be as big a component of game six and whether or not the Knicks were able to pull it off as anything else. So we get ready for a game six after the New York Knicks at least give us this one win at Madison Square Garden, at least avoid the embarrassment of the gentleman's sweep and losing all three games at Madison Square Garden. They rise up, kick the absolute crap out of the Pacers, and set up what should be a fun, interesting, stressful, annoying night Saturday night out in Indiana. 888-808-1019. We've been talking about it all morning. We continue to talk about it for the next hour as we take you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Maury in Belmore, tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro. Let me tell you, it all starts with the D. Defense wins championships. We've seen it. It's a New York thing. We don't like to get beat. He's got two units now that play defense. When I saw the adjustment made, the guys off the bench, take Brunson, bring the second defensive unit in. That's what
you're able to give Brunson, you know, some much needed minutes off, especially getting deep into the series here. And they've played a hell of a lot better than we thought they could. Karl Anthony, listen, there's still some negatives, right? Karl Anthony Towns still making stupid plays, even though they won stupid fouls, rather, getting into foul trouble early in this game on ridiculous fouls. And then Josh Hart, even though they won the turnover battle, the idea that they still had 15 and Josh Hart still at times is just throwing the ball away. So they do need to clean some things up, but you're right. The defensive effort was clearly the difference in this game. And they're going to have to bring it again in game six if they're going to want to win game six.
And how do we change this mindset to Cat? Do you get somebody like Patrick to say, dude, stop acting like a girl when you're on the court. Stop it. Follow through. Go to the – I don't know what it is, but it needs to change. Maybe we need another big man next year to help him. Then one other thing.
Good.
Mr. Phil Mushnick, you're a loser. what I listen to on the Fan now is great, and we're not losing anyone. The guy's a loser. Get off my lawn. I mean, the guy just has everything negative to say about like the future of the Fan. I just think it's great. I love you, Christopher.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know. I didn't know I get to join the ranks. I'll have to go read. I didn't know I joined the ranks.
Yeah,
of
go
being
read.
Knocked.
It wasn't necessarily about you.
Yeah,
about,
I didn't. I didn't think so. I don't have that much of an ego.
And all the,
yeah.
Come on, listen, come on. People have to evolve. You know, but, you know, give the kids a chance. You know what I mean?
No, listen. I hear you. I'm excited to start the show on Saturday. But I mean, listen. I could understand people's disappointment or in losing Richard. Now he's still going to be part of the station. He's still going to do some shows. He filled in that next day for, he filled in on Monday for Boomer and Geo. So he's still going to be a part of the station, but I can understand people's disappointment. He was here forever. And, you know, as someone being on the other side, I'll talk more of this on Saturday, but being on the other side, you know, you came up doing Richard's show. You came up working. That was part, that was one of the shifts. You worked with interns. They would screen the phone calls. That was part of the internship process, working with Richard. That Saturday morning show is a classic show. I understand people's disappointment in it, but you got to move forward. I'm looking forward to doing the show on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. That is, I am absolutely looking forward to taking over that shift. When I started, it was Mad Dog shift. I remember working. I even have some sound of me working that show that will play a little bit on Saturday. But, yeah, as far as the Knicks go, it's not that Karl Anthony Towns is awful. And there's been stretches in every game where you see it. I just feel like he looks so unstoppable. And I know you can't just feed him the ball every play, but there are times where he just dominates the basketball game. Like, I don't think there's as great as, I mean, I guess game four, it's hard to say, you know, Halliburton in game four didn't dominate the basketball game. He did. So, but other than that performance, like, even though Brunson's put up 40, even though Brunson's put up 30, even though Brunson in this game, you know, starts the scoring with the 6 points and really makes a statement, and Nesmith, who defended him so well in game number four, leaves 3 minutes into the game because he's getting beat defensively. And, you know, it just felt like right in that moment, it was like, man, already Nesmith's off the floor because he can't guard him. It just made like a statement. But there's no one in this series that it was consistently, or at least as, you know, a little bit in every game, dominated the way Karl Anthony Towns dominates the game at times. Like, he's just unstoppable. They don't have the size or the strength to guard him. And, you know, I was critical of the coach not using him enough in the Pistons series. I don't think I'm as critical of Tibbs in this spot using him, but like, there's got to be a time that, and I also think he doesn't get enough of the whistle. Like, I don't think he's officiated fairly at all. I'm not complaining about it. It's not a major talking point, but I mean, I feel like he goes to the basket and gets fouled a lot. I know he's bigger. I know he's stronger. And so sometimes that contact doesn't always get called, but I mean, he gets fouled and doesn't get any calls, but it just feels like that's a resource and he can dominate the basketball game and we don't see enough of it. I don't know if it's because he's not tough enough or he's soft or whatever the narratives of him are, but for whatever reason, they need to figure out a way to let that breathe a little bit more than it has. Even though you've seen, listen, they've won two games. One of the two wins are strictly because he dominated in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's the only reason they win. They're down 10 points in the fourth quarter. The only reason they win game three is because he dominated the fourth quarter. So it's not like we haven't seen it. And in this game, there were glimpses of it, but there's so many other factors that it's not the main reason they won this basketball game. But that unit works because they can go with a smaller, faster perimeter defending unit with Shamet and Wright and Deuce and either at OG Anunoby or Mikal Bridges and really defend the perimeter and then just run the offense through Cat and you can't stop them. That's why the unit works. It works the defense, yes. But if you didn't have a scoring component as dominant as Karl Anthony Towns, that unit doesn't work as well. So we'll see how much they go to it. They went to it about 10 or 12 minutes in this game, 14 minutes for Shamet in this game. He has that signature moment of defending McConnell under the basket, leads to the chanting his name in the crowd. We'll see how much Tibbs uses it. But it's a component that absolutely started to make a difference in this series. It's one they'll use in game six. But first and foremost, make sure Halliburton has the same kind of performance he had last night. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Good morning, Christopher. How How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing well, Pat. How are you?
I was just listening. I do have a quick Knicks point, but I just was listening to the discussion about Richard and all that. Just a point that when I was watching the basketball game last night, there were so many commercials for movies. And the movies, it seems, whether sports has devolved, the movies have devolved a lot, headed toward the children. But I think you put in your work on the sidelines, you put in your work in the trenches, and you have a family. And I'm very happy for you to get the Saturday slot. And we do need to move on in the generational gap.
Well, thank you,
Christopher, for all your work. And I do think you have a congenial personality, and you're a great voice to keep me company at night when I get restless. Now, regarding
almost as good a voice as you do.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Mm-hmm. Now, regarding the Knicks, I've noticed, and the announcers have noticed it, that they are in really, really trying to draw fouls on Towns early in the second quarter or the third quarter so that they can do the hack a Mitch when it's crucial. And I mean, to me, that's a childish thing. I mean, it's really, are you that much of wimps that you have to hack a Mitch? But rather than starting Towns, how about starting Brunson and Mitch early in the quarter? Get to the bonus quickly, then Towns comes in and Mitch goes out. I'm not sure if I'm thinking this through properly, but you can let me know.
Well, I mean, just the overall point of the hack a Mitch, and that's the two things that the player themselves need to stop. Like, this has nothing to do with Tibbs or game plans or anything like that. Karl Anthony Towns needs to stop with these stupid fouls. He pushes Siakam in the back for no reason whatsoever to give him the third foul in this game. There's no need for it. He's 10 feet away from the basket with his back towards it. Like, why are we pushing him in the back? It's just a dumb foul. Yeah, and they bring this up to him, the TNT guys, bring it up to him in the postgame interview. Let's hear as he joins them, and Shaq was just enamored by the idea that he was wearing flip-flops and his toes were out. But let me hear what they say to him about dumb fouls, which has been a major problem. Because he gets into foul trouble, you got to take him off the floor, and then you have to have Mitch in there no matter the circumstance. That's why you saw, you know, even Huck Porty plays a minute in this game. Achua has to play because you can't put Karl Anthony Towns back on the floor with three fouls. So let's hear what his response is to being asked about dumb fouls in this series.
When you got your fourth foul, they took you out. They made a run.
Yeah.
You got to stop.
I got to do a much better job.
Yes.
I got to do a much better job.
You can get fouls, but a couple, like the other day when you just grabbed somebody by the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you talking about last game or this game?
Last game.
Every game.
Oh, you talking about the one with the pick and roll and Neesmith?
You just grabbed it.
Yeah.
But you can't be getting those fouls.
No, I can't. You ain't wrong. Okay. You ain't wrong. I hurts our team, but.
That's funny.
And he's right. That when Cat picked up his fourth foul and Precious came in, that was when the Pacers cut it from 20 to 12.
Yep.
And it was the only moment where I thought, oh no, is this going to happen?
Oh no. And it was right after that, you know, they met, you know, obviously 20 seems to be a magic number here in this postseason for the Knicks, let alone this series. And to see it cut down like that, and that's the biggest moment for me also is then Jalen Brunson hits a couple shots and it gets back up. He comes back into the game. And Brunson hits a couple of big shots that kind of gets it back up to 17 or 18, and you felt a little bit better about it. But, yeah, that was a scary moment. And, yeah, it's a dumb foul. And it was, you know, it's funny. Those guys, it's the respect they have from the players where you can, like, openly half mock them while you're criticizing them, and the players like, yeah, I get you. Like, it's amazing. It is Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. But, yeah.
Shaq with a great line in there just dropping every game.
Were you talking about this game or the other? No, every game, nephew. Yeah. No, it is every game. That needs to stop. And then the other thing that needs to stop is Josh Hart has to stop throwing the ball away. Like those two things, those two players need to stop making those precise mistakes because they're killing the team. Karl Anthony Towns needs to stop with the dumb fouls. I mean, again, the one the other game grabbing Turner's wrist makes no sense. And the push in the back in this game makes no sense. And although he wasn't as bad as he was in game four, even in this game, Josh Hart is just throwing the ball away two separate times in the fourth quarter while trying to run clock out. Instead of going to the basket and taking the layup, which with, I think it was like 5 minutes left, with that much time, I still want to score if I can. If I have a clear path to the basket, I know so much was made at the end of game one about running the clock and making sure you take the 24-second clock shot down as far as you can. But with like 4 or 5 minutes left, I'm still looking to score there if I can get a layup. And he's so good taking it to the rim that I probably would have wanted that, and they were talking about that in the broadcast. But, okay, he decides to dribble it out. I understand. You want to run some clock. It's not the worst decision. But then he, like, throws, like, a ball fake, and the ball slips out of his hand. It happened, like, 2 out of 3 possessions where he goes to fake a pass or just, you know, I don't know, move the ball, and it just slips out of his hand twice. He's been throwing he's literally been giving the ball to the Pacers. It has to be between the two games 10 times. Like, that can't happen. So, listen, it's one thing to dribble a ball off your foot. It's another to step out of bounds on a rebound. It's another to have, you know, a tough defender force the half court. Like, that happens. Well, another bad turnover in the other game was the right double dribble. Like, those things kind of happen. Hart is literally throwing the ball away. It's got to stop. Those two things from those two players have to be cleaned up. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Chris, you got a Saturday spot, and eventually you're going to get a daytime spot because you're better than most. But you got to do me a favor.
Oh, I do. After don't the compliment.
Don't forget about your overnight listeners like that not-so-loyal Sal Licata who thinks she's crapping roses now. But you
I think Sal
about
is a very Sal's a very loyal guy. Do you call the show? Are you banned from calling the midday show?
No, I'm your guy now.
I understand that.
I call
that,
you. So, I'm loyal to you.
And I appreciate
and,
that.
GL once in a while because they take shots at me. That's about it. But you were saying that you feel better after last night's game, going into game six. Yeah, because you saw a Pacers team that we could beat 9 out of 10 times. You know, they looked flat. I don't know why they played like that. It's just they looked like a different team. If they play like that, that's right into our hands. We're going
to
win.
No, well, of course. You know, I also think the Knicks had something to do with it. Like, I don't think it was completely the Pacers. I do think
they were off on the three-point shots, no?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. They shoot 34%, 33%.
And Halliburton,
Well, he didn't take shots. Halliburton, I agree with. They played him tougher. There's no doubt. They picked him up at the half court. They made life harder on him. But it's hard to understand how he only takes 7 shots.
Right. My concern in game 6, and I never talk about this, but my concern, Carlisle's such a baby. Him and Halliburton, I can't stand them. I don't know if I dislike them more than the Reggie Miller team, but other refs going to get involved. He cries about everything. And I remember last year he did that in the playoffs and he got his way. I just hope he doesn't get involved, because we got to be physical in 6,
Yeah.
And Chris, the last thing I'll say is it's just funny and ironic. I know you don't like to bring things back up, but this is what we do, right? But, like, I for months I supported the coach. I said even if they lost to Detroit, who are you replacing them with?
Yeah.
We went 8 years without going to the playoffs. I know, again, we're beating a dead horse, but my point is now everybody's calling in. I feel like I hear the same people that were like, yeah, we got to get rid of him. He's on a short leash, and now they're supporting him. I don't know, man. That's why I say don't be so quick to pull the trigger with some of these guys, 4 out of 5 years he got you to the playoffs.
Yeah. No, listen, I agree. But to me, I was critical in the Pistons series, and I disagree with you. If they would have lost to the Pistons, I'm not saying you had to fire him, but that is a legitimate option. Like, at that point, if they lost that Pistons series, now it's a legitimate on the table. That's how bad that loss would have been. You can't be a 50-win team back-to-back years, make all these trades to make yourself a championship contender and then lose to an upstart Pistons team. Sorry. That one would have made me feel different. So if you're referring to me as guys who were critical of the coach and now defending them, it's one of those things where he beat the Boston Celtics. Like, when he did that, suddenly I feel differently about, like, that's, I don't, I always had his back on what he's done for this franchise. I've always talked about how he's rebuilt this thing when Larry Brown couldn't do it and Phil Jackson couldn't do it and, countless others couldn't do it. The great Jeff Hornacek couldn't do it. But, like, he's literally changed everything. He deserves massive amounts of credit. Now, that doesn't buy him a lifetime contract. Eventually, he's got to win. And that's why I would have been open to the discussion of moving on from him if they lost to the Pistons. But when he out-coaches Mazzulla, when he takes down the defending champs, when he pulls off what is arguably the greatest upset in franchise history and rivals any other in this town over the last 50 years, like, that's it. He beat the Celtics. He's in the Eastern Conference Championship Series for the first time in a quarter century. When you add everything else he's done, never mind the fact that everybody gets better. We're screaming about Brunson coming here. Terrible move. He's not, why are we, Brunson sweepstakes is the funniest term I've ever heard. It's almost an oxymoron. Like, what are we, who cares? He's not a good enough player. He's not a good enough, you probably don't win a championship if he's your third best player. Why is he making all this money? It's a terrible move. Knicks, same old Knicks. Look, and I'm not saying he wouldn't have become a great player without Tibbs, but he's completely transformed into one of the best players in the league. Josh Hart has completely transformed under the Knicks. OG Anunoby has come here and become a much better player than he was in Toronto, even though he won a championship there. Like, everybody, maybe outside of Bridges and Cat, right? Bridges down year, Cat was already kind of a superstar, if you want to call him that. Haven't seen a jump in his game at the very least. But other than that, everybody who comes here, Mitch Robinson developed under him. Everybody. He's made everybody who's come here better. And they win back-to-back 50-win seasons. And they've won three consecutive years in the first round. And they had the biggest upset in franchise history. And they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. But people want to fire him because he didn't bring Shamet in the game early enough. That drives me nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 432. Big Monaco here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Another half hour of our five-hour midnight ride as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. on this Friday morning. As we are coming off a victory for the New York Knicks and we get ready for a game number six. And, you know, we talk a lot about adjustments, and it just feels like so much of this series is about who's going to come out with the best effort. But I do think, like, the most important thing to me right now, as I'm thinking about game six, and we're going to start the transition into really, you know, breaking it down, and we'll do a lot of it on the new Saturday show. Whoever likes it or dislikes it, I'll be on at 9 a.m. Tomorrow morning, and we'll do a lot on it, obviously leading into the game tomorrow night. But I can't help but think the most important thing, because the aspect of this game, sure, you know, the effort, Karl-Anthony Towns dominating, winning the turnover battle, letting them be the sloppy team for once. The 20 turnovers. This is a team that didn't turn the ball over, so that was a really good job to force that defensively. But to me, so much of this team and so much of this series has been about Brunson and Halliburton. And Halliburton's performance at the end of game one, Halliburton in game four, and their ability to score. Now, listen, in the half-court offense, they have Siakam, who is, you know, he's gotten 30 points in a couple of different games. He provides a problem for the Knicks. They've had a real tough time guarding him. He's a major problem. Neesmith and his shooting, been a major problem. Just the depth of their rotation has been a problem. But their main scorer and the guy who's put daggers in series here in the postseason has been Halliburton. And off of this performance, where he only takes seven shots, like, that's crazy. That is crazy in a possible, like, if that were Brunson, and again, I don't think he's as good as Brunson, and I don't know what the national narrative has been, but he just had an incredible triple-double. He ended Cleveland's season as the one seed, and he did it in five games. He's emerging as a superstar in this league right now. I don't think there's any question about it. And if Brunson, in a game where we had an opportunity to send the franchise back to the NBA Finals, took seven shots, it would be a real problem. So moving into game six, you get the feeling and the sense that the number one priority for the Indiana Pacers is to get him going and to get him involved. And he's going to naturally want to get involved, just like Brunson got involved at the start of this game when they needed him. So for me, the number one thing I want to see from this team in game six, right? We could talk about the matchup. We could talk about Shamit. We could talk about Wright, who clearly those two guys have played a key role in this thing. The limited turnovers from Josh Hart specifically, but from the team overall, I talked about already. You know, we talked about the bad fouls from Karl-Anthony Towns and making sure he could stay on the floor. The offensive rebounding and the second chance points that the Knicks dominated in this game, and Mitchell Robinson and all that. But for me, heading into game six, I want to keep the pressure on Halliburton and want to make it, I want to make it difficult on him. Let him be. Let's overplay him and see if he's smart enough to pass up shots and make that pass. I have a feeling he's going to want to really establish himself in this game, make it very difficult on him,
continue doing what you did in game five. Pick him up at the half court line. Pick him up earlier in that. Make him work for everything. Make life damn near impossible. Don't give him the 5 feet you've been giving him prior. Don't let him take those threes and get hot. I think that's really what spurned his or what started his big game in game four, I think, was allowing him to take those long threes, and he hit the first two. And when you hit shots like that, like that's when you start to feel like the rim is, you know, twice his size and you're throwing a golf ball through it. I mean, that's really what allows you to build confidence. He hits a couple of those shots and suddenly away he went. Don't let him take those shots. I understand that they're bad shots, and if he misses them, which, you know, you're likely to do shooting from back there, that could start a trend of him feeling, you know, cold and more pressure, but I don't even want to let him do it. Just play the exact same defense on him. Smother him. Make sure he doesn't get going. Because I don't know, right now, you look at the rest of this team, right? Again, Siakam, no doubt. But other than that, and quite honestly, it may be because of game four, it hasn't played out exactly to the trend, but the trend for the Pacers have been struggle offensively at home. They've been better on the road offensively than they have at home. They have not shot well in that building, believe it or not, and the role players and the three-point shooters have done better on the road. But, you know, maybe it's the ankle of Nesmith, who only played 16 minutes in this game. He was ineffective playing defense on Brunson early on, and that's why they took him off the floor. But he's 1 of 8 from the floor and 1 of 5 from three in this game. Miles Turner has really not impacted them offensively all that much in this series. Nembhard had a terrible game, 3 of 8, 0 for 1 from three. Like, if it weren't for Mathurin getting to the foul line 11 times in game four and 9 times in this game, like, the bench scoring has kind of come down. McConnell only has 7 points in this game, 3 of 5 from the field. Without Halliburton, like, this offense takes flight when he's going. And yeah, the half court, you got to deal with Siakam. But to me, the first thing I'm looking for in game six, the first thing I want to do right out of the gate, which I think is going to be really telling and really important, and I know these games have pretty much, outside of last night, been decided by who makes the plays in the fourth quarter. I know. But the first half defense against Halliburton, if he has 2 points at the half, if he has 4 points at the half, if they really limit his offense heading into halftime, I think that is a huge positive for the Knicks. Because he's got to deal with the pressure of having to win this series up 3-1. He's got to deal with the pressure of being this team's captain clutch. He's got to deal with the pressure of giving the Knicks and their fans the two-handed choke at the end of game one, as he has to worry about choking up a 3-1 lead. I want to put all the pressure, I want to make it impossible for Tyrese Halliburton. That's step number one. Offensively, step number two, you know, stop with the dumb fouls from Cat and stop with the turnovers from Josh Hart. But I know it's obvious, but I want to do it early. I want to see him deal with the pressure. Double team him, make him make a pass, make someone else beat him. They haven't shot that well. And then if things change, if Nesmith hits his first three threes or so, then you got to change up tactics, I suppose. But I'm gonna see if other people will beat me. I want to keep Halliburton to nothing, because this was the worst performance they had, and I don't think it's a coincidence that it comes with Halliburton not even being involved in the offense. I mean, he didn't have an off night. He was uninvolved. He takes 7 shots. He's a minus 23 in this game. A minus 23. Obi Toppin, Mathurin, all take more shots than him. He scores 8 points in this game. If Halliburton is under 20, the Knicks have an excellent chance to win. I think that is a key factor in game number 6. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. We'll come back rapid fire style as we take your calls all the way to the top here on this Friday morning as we look back on a Game 5, the most impressive performance possibly. I know Game 6 against the Celtics was a party for three quarters, but it really felt like they just rolled over and died. They got their job done by winning in Game 5 in Boston. They didn't have their star, and that became a laugher of a game. This might have been the most impressive performance the Knicks have put forth this entire postseason. Their defensive effort was on another level. Offensively, Brunson and Cat did what they had to do. They incorporated the bench. Tibbs had a good game all along, and they led the entire game in this series that has been so topsy-turvy. This postseason for the Knicks that's been so topsy-turvy. The game is never tied. From start to finish, the New York Knicks just absolutely manhandled the Indiana Pacers, and suddenly all the pressure turns to them, and you never have to win three games in a row. You have to win one game at a time. And now they took the first one, going back to Indiana with all the pressure on the Pacers in a must-win situation for both teams. And if the Knicks come out that same defensive effort, I don't know if the Pacers can handle it. I'll be honest with you. We know if the Pacers come out and shoot the lights out and the Knicks don't have their defensive effort, how one-sided the game could be. But if they play like they played last night and play defense the way they played last night, and Karl Anthony Towns and Brunson play the way they played last night, I don't think the Pacers have anything for them. I think that's why we liked them in this series. I think that's why they were favored in this series. If they both play their best, I still think the Knicks are the better team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
My car goes 60, one sip, please. 4:49. McMonagle here with you. The last 10 minutes of the show. As we take you to the warm-up show at 5 off of game number 5. As the Knicks pound the Pacers, avoid the disastrous loss, and get ready to try and pull off a miracle run, which started last night in the Garden, which will continue for Game 6 in Indiana, and hopefully will culminate in a Game 7 Monday night. 888-808-1019. There's also the big series between the Yankees and the Dodgers starting tonight, 10-10 out in L.A. Max Fried on the mound for the Yankees, looking to make a statement as they are as hot as any team in baseball. They've won 16 of the last 20. That's as good a 20-game stretch as any team has had, or it's the best 20-game stretch any team has had in baseball this year. They're pitching incredibly well. The offense, even when it's cooled off a little bit, is doing enough. They're finding ways to score runs. They're doing what good teams do. They find ways to win games. That's what they've been doing. The Mets start a series against Colorado, and hopefully the Juan Soto struggles will end so we don't have to talk about them so damn much. 888-808-1019. One of the first calls of the night was tried to sneak in a Juan Soto discussion. Not tonight. Not today. Today we get ready for the Knicks. But also the Yankees, because, you know, I'm the Yankee shill. That's how it works. And it is a fun series. And then I did see the Stanton thing. I don't know if you saw, the Yankees got rings for winning the American League last year. As the American League champions, they got rings for it. And Giancarlo Stanton, my guy, your guy, the guy who is not allowed to be mocked on this show or criticized in any way. I have eliminated criticism of Giancarlo Stanton from this show until he doesn't perform in the postseason. That's it. Until then, either he doesn't show up because of injury or he stinks in the playoffs, one or the other. Until then, there is not a crossword said about Giancarlo Stanton on this show. And even more reason yesterday, as apparently when given the rings, he told the team, and this is why we love him, and nobody's as open about this as Giancarlo Stanton is. Nobody stands in front of his locker and admits failure. Nobody's as open about all that matters as championships as Giancarlo Stanton. But apparently he told the team, this is not the rings we are trying to win, and I better not see any of you wear these around the building. How about that? The New York Yankees go out of their way to make championship rings, AL championship rings for the Yankees. And Giancarlo Stanton tells the teammates, well, you know, let's be fair, he can't swing a bat. Hopefully he's going to start to. You better not be wearing these rings around me. I love it. I love this man. And I can't wait for him to get back. 888-808-1019. But let's take your calls to wrap up the show. Bernadette in Oceanside. What's up, Bernadette?
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
What a great day to be a New Yorker.
What a great day to be a New Yorker. I couldn't. Now, every day is a great day to be a New Yorker. Unless, of course, you know, you're riding the subway or dealing with congestion pricing or the weather or anything like that. But other than those things, it is always a great day to be a New Yorker.
Well, I have to deal with traffic on the way home. This is why I leave so early in the morning on the way in. Because I can't do it twice a day anymore.
No, I hear you. Thankfully, the one thing about
any event,
I don't ever sleep, but I never hit traffic. So that is the one benefit. Well, I'm on 3 hours sleep a day, but I never hit that traffic.
Yeah. You're killing me.
Yeah.
I am so proud of the Knicks. I did not want those SOBs to celebrate in our building.
Yeah.
In our building. That is our house. I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize.
I'm hoping this will go to Game 7 and we will conquer.
Let's hope, because it'll hurt just as much if they celebrate in our building in Game 7. So they still got two more games to go win. The way of least pain, Bernadette, if you're so inclined to feel the least amount of pain as possible, the least amount of pain is to lose Saturday night in Indiana. Because obviously you avoided the disaster that would have been a Game 5 loss, but a Game 7 loss will hurt just as much. If they rally back, win these two games, force a Game 7 only to see Halliburton celebrate on the floor then, it'll hurt just as much. It'll be a very painful loss.
It'll probably hurt more, but I feel that because they went all the way to Game 7 and they fought their way to that game.
Yes, we will feel better about them.
Yes, I will feel a little bit, not much, but a little bit better.
No, when the season ends, two months, 3 months, whenever you look back at the year, we'll feel a hell of a lot better about this team if they get off the deck and win these two games, even if they lose a Game 7. I don't disagree. It would have been a rough feeling around this group if they lost last night. They avoided several things. They avoided the Pacers celebrating on their building. They avoided a disastrous loss in front of a home crowd, losing all three games at Madison Square Garden. And they avoided us not feeling as good about them and diminishing what they did against the Boston Celtics. Like, we won't remember winning the Boston Celtics series, right? If they lose in six, I still think you go, oh my God, they blew game one. We'll always remember that. But you could say, hey, they made it to their first Eastern Conference Finals and they beat the Boston Celtics, a series nobody thought they could win. You could lie to yourself and say, hey, it was still somewhat of a positive season and I got a good taste in my mouth and we'll see how they are moving forward. If they would have lost last night and lost three straight games in Madison Square Garden and let Halliburton do it to him back-to-back years, it would have been tough. It would have been tough to swallow. It would have been tough to have that feeling of accomplishment. Now, we'll see how if they lose Game 6, which I'm hoping they don't, but if they do, we'll see how I feel. And if they lose Game 7, it's going to be heartbreaking. We'll see how I feel. But I knew for a fact I was going to have a real tough time feeling positive about this year at any point if they lost last night. That I know. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel if they lose in 6. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel if they lose in 7. But I knew for a fact if they lost in 5 and didn't even get off the deck once to give that fan base and that crowd one victory at Madison Square Garden in the series, I knew it would have killed all the positivity they built with that series win against the Boston Celtics. It would have. It would have just killed it. But thankfully, we've avoided that, and we have at least one more game on a Saturday night. Paul and Hop Hog, what's up, Paul?
Hey, C-Mac, quick first. So,
I'm assuming you said big fan, so I'm just going to say thank you. What else you got?
I got a pre-arranged event with my wife, a little weekend getaway.
Oh.
Game 6.
Where are you going?
We're going to a little concert up in Boston.
Are you going to a concert up in Boston? What concert? Peter, Paul, and Mary?
No, it's like a little reggae band that my wife loves.
A little reggae band. Okay, what time's the concert?
7 p.m.
Oof.
And my son is a 6-year-old, loves the Knicks. I got him deep in the fandom.
Yeah.
And I would love to stay home and watch with him.
Yeah, that's
my
a tough one.
My wife kind of gave me a way out last night, but I don't know if it's a trap.
Yeah, oh, it's a trap. I promise you. Well, I mean, as far as, listen, it's a trap and you're going to fall through it. I don't know if there'll be spikes at the bottom of it or just a normal hole that you'll be stuck in for 6 months. But, yeah. As Fleegs just whispered to me, if you have a 6-year-old who loves the Knicks, you know, have him go to mommy and go, I want to watch this game with daddy. You have him play it up. That's the best way. But maybe you can convince a friend of hers to go with her. That would be a nice little thing too. Pay for the whole thing. Pay for the friend. Pay for a dinner or something. That is tough. A concert pre-planned trip to Boston
definitely makes it tougher that it's a trip of a significant distance.
Yeah, like you've been
like
planning this
20
for a while.
Minutes
it's a nice
half
getaway.
Hour, okay, a friend can go.
Yeah, you've set up babysitters. You've already annoyed your mother to come over and do it. Like, that's a tough one. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. I went to I was at a party that my wife agreed to and we agreed to at a friend's house for game number three. I was able to watch the game, but not how I like to watch the game. A lot of people asking me questions about a lot of different things and doing different things and helping my kid with this and playing with him doing that. And it's like 90% girls in the neighborhood, so he's all to himself. So I got to spend time with him to make sure he's not just miserable. And I wanted to just watch the game. But you got to do what you got to do. And the Knicks did what they had to do, and they have two more hills to climb, baby. But it starts Saturday night in a game six against the Pacers in Indiana to hopefully set it back up for a Monday night spectacular best two words in sports game number seven. And we'll break it down on Saturday. That's right. From the first time ever, I will be starting my Saturday program at 9 a.m., I look forward to talking to you then and every Saturday moving forward. I'm really excited about it, really pumped about it. So I will catch you Saturday, 9 a.m. And then, of course, Monday, I'm doing it on top of it. We'll catch you every Monday through Friday as well as Saturdays now. So enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll talk to you Saturday morning. Fleeks, thank you. Thank you guys for calling. The warm-up show is next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.